Good morning, 8:38, Finger Lakes Morning News, and time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health. We're joined on Zoom by Laura Turbide. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted.
And I hope your guest is with you, because I'm not seeing a separate person. Is she with you?
She is.
Oh, good. All right. We'll meet her in just a moment. But first, vaccine rollout is really picking up steam, especially here in Ontario County. I took my wife to one of the drive-through ones at the highway garage. My son is getting his first shot. I'm fully vaccinated, so it's rolling along pretty well.
It absolutely is. So anyone 16 and over really is eligible at this point, and I think can nearly find anything at their convenience. There are many, many opportunities. If people have any trouble finding a spot, hop on our website. We've got a lot of links to many of the locations. Also watch our Facebook page. Anytime we're aware of people that have doses, we're pushing that out. And I've got poor Sue sitting here in my pile of papers. And we are just thrilled that there's so much accessibility right now.
So again, we're doing the same. If you go to the front page at FingerLakesDailyNews.com, we have the state's Are You Eligible site, which is almost yes to everybody now, but it also has links to places that have clinics coming up. We have those as well on our community calendar. I know the online jewelry sale is underway for the Soldiers and Sailors Auxiliary.
It is. Thank you for mentioning. And I think it's a perfect time for Mother's Day for your favorite aunt, your favorite, your mom, your grandma. Great way to support Soldiers and Sailors Auxiliary. And as you know, the auxiliaries for Geneva, Taylor Brown, and Soldiers and Sailors do so much for us all year round, all the time, helping support projects that we otherwise wouldn't be able to have. However, it's been harder with COVID. So if anybody has any needs, please go out, take a look, go online, look at some jewelry, and have a great way. Maybe you have someone who has a spring birthday. No matter what, it's a great chance to show your support and help the auxiliary who's really trying to still keep pace with the commitments that they always make to the hospital.
Any other news around the company before we meet our guest?
No, we are really, I think, honestly, more than anything, we're just grateful that I think people are continuing to mask up and do what they need to do and be safe. Part of what we are doing is sort of reminding people, and as we have been the whole time, that we are reopening services. And one of the things that we are sort of reopening is cardiac rehab. And we've been working on ways, as you can imagine, to keep folks safe, especially now that people are vaccinated and we know we can distance people anyway. But everything from our rehab services to people thankfully having things like screening mammography and screening colonoscopies, it's so critical for people to not avoid that preventative care. We had talked about how we thought we might be able to be a cancer-free community, and at least in the sense of those cancers that we can prevent. And something like this can really throw a wrench in that. At one point, I had heard that they expected there may be as many as 10,000 deaths that would have been otherwise preventable that we fear we're no longer preventing because people are avoiding some of that care. So just encourage you, call your physician, see if you're up for any of, if you're scheduled for any of these screenings, if your time has passed, if you've hit 50, for example, and you haven't had a screening colonoscopy. We know we can prevent these things if we detect them early. So that said, we can talk a little bit about some of the services that are opening, and that's who I have this morning.
All right, let's introduce our guest.
Great. I am so happy to be here this morning with Sue Conray. Sue Conray is the coordinator of our cardiac rehab program, and she is going to be overseeing not only the Geneva General Hospital program, but also the Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital cardiac rehab program. At Geneva, we offer phase one and phase two, and we'll talk about what that means. And at Soldiers and Sailors, we do offer phase one, phase two, and we will be reopening phase three perhaps in the future. But right now, that is a program that has not re-upped yet, but certainly one that has been historically offered at Soldiers and Sailors. Sue has been with the health system for longer than me. So that is always amazing when you're here with an experienced friend who's been here, who knows the health system, who knows our patients, who's been dedicated for years. So she is an RN who's been with the program. My gosh.
1995.
Wow. So she has her BSN and she has been working in cardiac rehab and now has additional responsibilities to really oversee the program and really help bring our patients back in safely to a program that we know has extraordinary benefits to them post a cardiac event. any kind of surgeries, other kinds of issues. And we're going to talk a little bit about why it's so important, what they do in cardiac rehab, how they do it safely. And also, honestly, it's just a great social experience as well. I'm just going to say, in addition to sort of medical and clinical oversight and medical and clinical advice and tips and education, that's so great. I think the fact to have that camaraderie of your peers and some other folks who are also going through some of the same things, because cardiac issues can be frightening. And they really take the fear out of it and help you gain your life back.
Well, Sue, thank you for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Now, Laura talked about prevention. So before we talk about cardiac rehab, let's talk a little bit about prevention in terms of what Finger Lakes Health does. I know that for years you've screened young athletes for, I'm going to forget the technical term,
hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. We haven't done that as much of late, luckily, because we did find several, but also it's something that's not recommended that you do annually, for example.
Right. So what else can people do just to be heart healthy and hopefully not need to have rehab?
Wow, move, keep moving, which unfortunately during this past year has been a little bit more challenging for folks. but remaining active is really, really important, as well as just making sure you're eating healthy and seeing your physicians regularly. Taking any prescribed meds is also a huge one. So keeping hypertension and diabetes under good control, those are all really important.
I know, of course, smoking is another big thing, and I get the impression that while traditional smoking is down, there must be some concern with vaping among the younger population.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we did have a speaker from the Ontario County Health Department a few years ago come and speak with the cardiac rehab staff about vaping. We're not seeing it so much in our adult population that we see in cardiac rehab, but I know it's out there with the kids. I talk to my grandkids every time I see them about making sure they don't start vaping.
Yeah. If you go to flhealth.org, look for the services link, and you'll see the cardiac rehab program, an individualized three-phase program. It can be one, two, or three, depending on the patient. So let's just start at phase one, where you sort of get to know how serious the cardiac event was and start to evaluate what this patient might need.
Yep. So phase one cardiac rehab is when a participant or a patient is in the hospital, actually. And one of the cardiac rehab staff will go up at the request of the physician or the nursing on the unit, the nursing staff, and just do a quick visit with the patient, answer any questions that they may have about their diagnosis of heart disease. It may be a brand new diagnosis that they've never heard before, so we can explain and help ease some of their fears. We give them some information and guidance as far as what they can do once they're discharged home, and explain any procedures. A lot of our phase one folks, depending on their diagnosis, may be transferred to a larger facility for further testing, like a cardiac angiogram. So we can explain that procedure, which hopefully makes it a little less frightening.
I was going to say, that whole comforting part has to be a big part of it. I mean, that's scary when you hear anything about the heart. You're going, uh-oh.
Absolutely, especially if it's a brand new diagnosis.
Yeah. Then in phase two, you have a 12-week monitored outpatient exercise program. The RNs who conduct it are all certified ACLS, Advanced Cardiac Life Support. So it's a very specialized, very advanced program.
Yeah, we're also coronary care qualified. So when the phase two patients come to the hospital 3 days a week, normally Monday, Wednesday, Friday, to exercise, and they wear a telemetry monitor while they're exercising so that the nursing staff is watching their EKG or rhythm strip, if you will, while they're exercising. So we're monitoring their heart rhythm, their heart rate, blood pressure, oxygen levels. And we're specially trained so that we can read those rhythm strips, so that our goal is to prevent any problems. So if we see something, we can be in touch with the physician right away.
And it's really reassuring, as you can imagine, for a patient who has perhaps had, perhaps they had sort of a silent heart disease that they didn't know, or perhaps they've now had some kind of cardiac incident. Obviously, there's things that happened that then would make you, I imagine, quite cautious, maybe inhibited in terms of your exercise, but it's counterintuitive because it's exactly what you want to get people back to. We know now, you don't put people, years ago, people used to sort of stay in bed. Right. Now we know that's the worst thing you can do. We need to get you up, moving, as Sue said from the beginning, keep moving, get moving, and be active. And it's at the time that you're perhaps most hesitant because you're now concerned, you're self-conscious, you're aware of every breath, every palpitation, every, and to know you've got this experienced team of nurses really helping you understand your body, understand how you're feeling, and having that documented throughout your process in terms of when you're hooked up to the monitors, they're able to literally watch in real time what's happening. And I think that can just be very empowering for a patient to get confident with getting back to moving and exercising, the thing that will most help them heal.
And again, those
getting back to, pardon me, the program, we do try and individualize it to each participant. So if someone was a golfer before they had their cardiac event and wondering if they're ever going to be able to get back to golfing again, or we've had runners, marathon runners, that we try and get back to, you know, running if that's what they love. And that's the goal, getting back to where they were prior to their cardiac event or even better.
And then some patients will move on to phase three. The first two phases are offered both at Geneva General and at Soldiers and Sailors. Phase three is offered at Soldiers and Sailors. That one's been curtailed a little bit because it's a lot of one-on-one contact. So explain phase three and when you expect to roll that back out again.
So phase three is for any participant that has graduated from the phase two program. And it's much more independent. The participants check their own pulse, do their kind of own exercise program. Many of them just continue on whatever they were doing in phase two. We have lots of different equipment at both places. The gym at Soldiers and Sailors is larger. And they keep their own records, write everything down themselves, but the nursing staff is there to check their blood pressure if they have any questions, you know, just to help them continue on. And the important thing about phase three is that the patients then continue to exercise even after they're done with the phase two monitored program. And that's our goal. That's the most important thing. Again, to keep moving, keep exercising.
And then once somebody's gone through the entire program, how often is there follow-up or checks? I mean, a couple times a year or once a year, or how's that work?
Well, the phase three program actually is just goes on as long as the patient wants to keep coming.
I see.
And what's interesting too, I will share this just as the foundation, I'll put on my other hat. Many patients, as you can imagine, after going through something like this, it's been important for them to have support, not only emotionally, but also some financial support. One of the things the foundation has is people who've either graduated from phase two or phase three and realized how valuable it was for them. Many of them have been generous and made donations, et cetera. It allows us to offer scholarships for people who may be coming, for example, to the phase two program primarily. That's where we scholarship the phase two program. So because you have a copay, perhaps, in addition to your insurance for that monitored exercise program. So we never want anyone to not come to cardiac rehab due to financial reasons. We want people to find a way to get this type of extra care and support post a cardiac event. You do need a physician's order to be able to come to cardiac rehab. And then once you have come to cardiac rehab, we very often can work with you, or once you're approved, basically, that it's appropriate for you clinically, we'll work with people if they do need a scholarship. So we always invite people. We've had, as we've said, generous community members, generous past patients, and others who've seen the benefit of it, have donated, given support, and that allows us to continue if there's a patient who may need some financial support to make sure that they can participate.
To learn more about these programs that we talked about, go to flhealth.org/services/cardiology, and you see all about cardiac rehab. The programs are offered the first two phases at both hospitals, Geneva General and Soldiers and Sailors, phase three at Soldiers and Sailors in Pinyin. Sue, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.
And Laura, thank you as always, and best of health.
Take care, Chad. Thanks.